USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Lawmakers are reacting to accusations claiming President Trump requested Ukraine's president investigate Joe Biden's son. Florida Republican Representative Matt Gaetz says he doesn't see any malicious intent.
I don't have any worries about the president. I understand kind of how he talks and the colloquial way he talks, and I know that in all of his engagements with foreign leaders, he's representing our country and our best interests.
The U.S. signed an agreement on Friday that sends illegal aliens seeking asylum at the U.S.-Mexico southern border to El Salvador. Acting Customs and Border Protection Commissioner Mark Morgan tells Fox News,
"We're going to continue to do what this administration has been doing, working with the government of Mexico, working with the Northern Triangle countries to build their capacity to address this as a regional crisis, and we're going to continue to build that wall. Every mile of wall that's built, the agents are safer, they can do their job better, and this country is safer."
This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
Turning now to the campaign trail, Senator Cory Booker's 2020 presidential campaign is struggling. The New Jersey Democrat was in Des Moines, Iowa on Saturday, where he was asked about an urgent fundraising appeal by his campaign.
We have done more with less than the top four really much better financed campaigns. But the fourth quarter is when you got to grow. Grow or get out.
Booker's campaign manager sent out a memo saying the Democratic hopeful needs to raise nearly $2 million by the end of the month to stay in the race. President Trump has decided to deploy additional support of hundreds of military troops to Saudi Arabia and the UAE in response to Iran's alleged attack on a Saudi oil facility. State Department spokesman Morgan Ortegas on the administration's decision.
What you're seeing is for the first time in 40 years, there is an administration that is telling the Islamic Republic of Iran, is telling that regime, no, you will not behave this way. And that's why we see they're acting out, because the maximum pressure campaign is working.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
One thing all the 2020 Democratic presidential hopefuls do agree upon is raising the minimum wage. Well, Fox News had a chance to catch up with Bar Rescue host John Taffer and ask him what this would do, what a higher minimum wage would do to the restaurant and bar industry.
It's horrifying. Think about it. Based upon different states and the tax credit that you get for tips, it's a 50% or greater labor cost increase. No industry can sustain a 50% labor cost increase. It's a crisis mode. Either you have to raise prices significantly or you cut labor. Now I'm cutting hours to make up the difference. Hence, now we have tablets to order, so I eliminate employees. Right. What we're going to do is we're going to eliminate employees, and we're going to incentivize more robotics.
Carson King of Altoona, Iowa, already attained hero-level status in the state of Iowa, but now he's becoming nationally known thanks to his ESPN College Game Day sign requesting money for beer, which spawned a massive charitable response to benefit the University of Iowa Children's Hospital.
I think it's just amazing. I mean, this all started as a joke, just something to get, you know, a couple laughs from people, maybe $20 the max for, you know, some Bush lattes, and then it turned into over $300,000 for the Children's Hospital. It's just insane.
King continues on ABC's Good Morning America.
You know, I'm overwhelmed the amount of support this is getting. It's just so cool we can do something like this for the kids, you know.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.